The next practice in the North is the mastery of time. The mastery of time means the ability to step outside of linear time, of the kind of time that we know that flies like an arrow, which is the kind of time that is monochronic, in which the future is still to come, the past has already gone by, time that flies like an arrow. Shamans recognize that there's another kind of time that turns like a wheel, in which you're able to influence events that occurred in the past, in which you're able to nudge destiny. The problem with time that flies like an arrow is that the past continues claiming the present. This time is ruled by cause and effect, so that we are the effect of an earlier cause. The problem with this kind of time is that it tends to produce psychologists that tell us that who we are today is the result of something that happened to us yesterday or when we were born or 10 lifetimes ago. So the past continues to claim the present and inform who we are. The solution to this is not to go trauma by trauma, incident by incident through our past, but to step into sacred time that turns like a wheel, where we can heal events that occurred in the past, where we can inform ourselves by who we're becoming, not only by who we have been. To do this, the shaman breaks free of time. When we break free of linear time, we step into sacred time where the ruling principle is synchronicity. We're no longer in the grip of causality. We're guided by synchronicity, which means that we meet the most unexpected people, circumstances, conditions. The universe lines up to support us. We know, we've all experienced. I'm sure that you've experienced the time that the universe has completely lined itself behind you, has gone out of its way to support you, where you hit all of the green lights on the way to work. This is what occurs in sacred time. This is a time of poetry, of love, of ceremony, of the divine. When we break free of the grip of linear time, we're able to taste who we're becoming. We step into sacred time in which everything is happening at once. In sacred time, there's no time. It is prior to time. Time simply does not exist. Everything is occurring at the same time. In the North direction, in sacred time, we're able to remember the ancient stories. We're able to remember when time was still young, before the coming of the plant people, even before the coming of the stone people into the planet. We're able to remember the old stories. I recall sitting around a fire in the Andes and my mentor saying to me, "Alberto, I want you to tell me the first story ever told." And there had to be a first story ever told. And I asked him, "How am I supposed to recall that?" And he would say, "Remember, remember, remember, remember when time was young." And he would have me remember. And then I told him the story one day. It was a story about the time that the sun shed a tear of gold, a tear of fire that landed on the earth. And it landed in this great valley. And all of the stone people came and created a wall to contain this tear of fire. And this is before the arrival of the plant people or the four-leggeds or the two-leggeds. And the shimmering tear of fire was held by the stone people, and they debated among themselves as to what to do with this great tear of love that the sun had shed. And the old stone people spoke, and the stone people gathered from all of the directions, from the four corners of the earth, and the river pebbles came, and the great mountain stones came. And they deliberated for many, many, many moons, until finally one young pebble, who had to keep jumping up to be able to look above this wall of stone people, said, "I know what to do. I know what to do." And they all looked at this young pebble, a little bit offended because the stone people can become very ponderous. And she said, "Do as I do. Jump, jump, and we'll create a great vibration on the earth like the head of a drum. And they all began to leap up and jump at the same time, and the surface of the earth began to vibrate like the head of a giant drum until finally a great crack appeared. The earth split, and this tear of fire went through this crack down to the center of the earth to meet with the fires that burnt in the belly of the mother. And from this union of the fire of the sun and the fire of the earth, all life was born. The stone people and the plant people and the animals of the sea all arose from this union of the love of our father, the sun, and of our mother, the earth. And the fire that got stuck in the cracks and crevices on its journey down and that congealed and cooled off became what we know today as gold, which is why the medicine people of the Americas collected the gold, not as currency, but rather as a reminder of that tear of fire that had been shed by our father, the sun. And they wore these pieces of gold to remind them that this was the source of all life.